Tonight, I hope we can go there and we can talk about that. But right now, we need a revival that is marked by renewed thirst for the living God. And what David said, the heart pants after the water brooks, so my soul thirsteth after thee, O God. You know where that was written? That was written when he was in the desert, hiding from Absalom, who wanted to kill him and take the kingdom. And here he sat, saying, my deepest hunger and my greatest need is not to just not have any problems in my life, but to be in the presence of this God I love. Because if I can get into that presence, amen, if I can come into that manifest presence of this living God, amen, then all this other stuff I know will be taken care of. But my peace, my joy, my fulfillment will come just entering into that presence. Just get me in that presence. Can you say, man, I'm hungry for the living God? What happens when people hunger and thirst for righteousness? They're filled. What happens when they're really filled? You have a mighty revival breaking forth. But it begins with thirst. And it begins with looking to Him who said, if you're thirsty, come on. Can you say, man, hallelujah, come to me, you that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace. I'll give you fulfillment. The woman at the well said, he gave me the water. She said, if you got the water to give, I want the water. Give me then this water. Hallelujah. And revival broke out because one woman, amen, got more than nominal Christianity. Wow. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. I don't care if you go to a Pentecostal church with anointed preaching and the presence of God and the praise. If you don't look to Jesus for this water, you can't get it. The praise team can't give it to you. The preacher can't lay hands on you and inject it in you. There's only one who has it. One source. One fountain of life. How many know Him by name? Woo! Glory to God. Say His name again. He declared Himself. He said, I am the fountain of life. And there is a stream whose waters thereof make glad the city of God. Hallelujah. And we need this morning to drink deep when we worship. To drink deep when the Word is bringing forth into our heart, to drink deep in our personal devotions so that we can be so filled that out of our belly where we've been filling shall flow a river to a lost and dying world. Can you say amen? Hallelujah! How many ready to drink deep this morning and not just go to church anymore? Hallelujah! Brother, let's call this church to be more than the convenient little church where you get your Sunday morning fix. If that's all we're going to become, we have no...